Now, Simon Ayin Aleph. Dimlich has a reish vatlofim vameach. Horeish chetche lishnai. Umelche yofe vitzatnim. So the lotion of the Mechaber is that he has to be chetche lishnai. Umelche yofe vitzatnim. Vichizer umeliach alasar. So first, it's mashma from the lotion that the first thing he has to do is to cut it. And then he has to be mileyachet litzatni on the surface, the inside surface. And then after he salts, he puts salts on the inside surface. So he puts salt on the seya surface, on the hair, on the hairy surface. Sheina seya miyakif al de amilach lehaf lida. Now, let's say go over all this evening in order to understand, I mean, what the Taz says. Hatlofim the hoops. So he has to make a chituch, a cut. Umelche. V'yaniach mokim achtach limato. V'yim la'agam alasiya. Because if he doesn't make any cut limato, so then the hoops would have a din of a klishen minuke. So all the blood would accumulate there. So because of that, so he has to make a cut limat. Hakrum shalameyah, the membrane of the brain, yesh bichuti. Ve'ameyah hatzme yesh bidam. Ven yeitze mididomei bimlichas oreish. Lifi she'etzem oreish makifet. Ve'imid lifonot. Ve'imokim lidam lozif. Lifi choch habol imelchei. So what should he do? In order to extract the dam from the meyach and from the chuti. So לפיך הבור עם מלכי קרי ומייצי המייח וקרי הקרום ומלכי. So he has to be מנקב. So in other words, so he can do one of two things. Either he's קריה and he's מייצי למייח, ואם רוצו למלח הריש והמייח בשכי, he doesn't want to be קריה. So then there is another alternative. Yinkev ha'etzem kineged akrum, v'yinkev gam akrum, v'yimlach, v'yaniach hanekev limato, u'muter afil negdeo. So, v'yim nimlach, v'ayim liu simes ha'meches, k'etzet neyeg mechatchile, v'yim nimlach harei sholim b'loinikiv ha'etzem, so akrum v'ameyach asuri, u'shor oreish mutor, because without piercing the etzem and the krum of the meyach, the bone and the membrane of the meyach, so then the salt will not be able to extract the dam. So memele from the meyach. So memele the krum the meyach harosa, but shor is muta. We call shkim shor bososhim. Hakul yesu shor atzomei sheyesh ben meyach tzrichin milich. Umlich hasa etzem meyel im meyach shebikirbe. Vein tzorich linki for etzem. Vein tzorich linki for etzem. Only we got the etzem of the meyach, so he has to pierce. Mil chatchilo imlechenu imshor boso rach livad uvidevetcho. Now, as a matter of fact, before we go to the Taz, let's go over the lashon of the two. Kosev Rashba, hamelach horeish keitzat yase shasar mafsik beinu uvin hamelach. יש אמרים שמליח על השר והקיין מניחי על האיש עד שיוסר השר וחזר הוא מליח ונראה את דבר. So the Rashba mentions a shita. Now the question is, now if you don't cut the head in two, so then the meliach has to be done on the hairy surface of the head. So maybe the hair is a hefsek and that prevents the melech. If you put the salt on the hair, so mele that prevents the melech from extracting the dam that is beneath the hair. Is it a hefsek or it's not a hefsek? So it's a question of mitzias. So apparently the yeshemrim held that the seyar is a hefsek and it blocks the extraction of the dam from beneath the hair. As long as there is hair. So Mimele, what does he say? So he says, Shemilei achalaseya, v'akei minichei aleish, at sheyosir aseya. So Monefshech, he says that he has to singe it on fire. In order, by singeing it on fire, so he'll remove the hair, he'll remove the hair of the head. So why doesn't he do it at the very outset? So it is obvious that he cannot do it at the very outset, because if he puts, you see, the hairy surface of the head on the fire, he brings it in contact with the fire, so it will be mavriya the dam. The fire is certainly atzeres. So mimele, even if he singes it for a moment, it will be mavriya. So that's the reason as to why he cannot at the very outset bring the hairy surface of the head in contact with the fire, because that might be mavriya the dam, and it will be pirish from one place and it will be nivra in another place. Oh, so mimele, but so we are faced with a problem to at the very outset to bring the hairy surface of the head in contact with the fire and to singe it, that might be mavriya the dam. So and to put the salt on the hair, so maybe the hair will be a hefsek and it will prevent the salt from extracting the dam beneath the hair. So what should he do? So the Yeshimim say, Mileya Khalasa Vakei Minichalesh Achiyosirasa. So apparently when you put the Yeshimim hold that when the salt is placed on the hair, so Mimele, it is a hefsek and it prevents a thorough extraction of the dam. But it still is capable of extracting the dam from the periphery of the head, you know, the periphery. So in other words, if there is no hair, once you remove the hair from the head, from the surface of the head, then the dam can extract, I mean the salt can extract all the dam. I mean whenever you are mileach chtichas boson, so then it's all right. But why is it all right? Maybe the soul just extracted the dam from the periphery, but not from the whole interior of the chtiche. There's a machlikas, we learned there's a machlikas between the Rosh and the Rashbo, whether it's imperative that you should salt Echtiche on both sides or only on one side. So the Rashba Shitaroshite is that if you salt it on one side and not on the other side, so it's enough. The Rashba Shite. And the Roshite is that you have to salt it on both sides. But even if you salt on both sides, but if it's Echticho over, so how can you be sure that this salt extracted all the dam? The answer is that salt has the capacity of extracting down from the whole interior, even if it's a very thick chaticho. So that is if there is no hair. But if there is hair and he puts the salt on the hair, so that prevents the salt from extracting the dam from the whole interior in its own way. But from the periphery of the head, it is still capable of extracting the dam. So mele, the Yeshimim say, Shemeleach Laseya. So true, this salting will not extract the dam from the whole interior of the head, but from the periphery it will. It will extract. So once he extracted the dam from the periphery of the head, so there is no danger in exposing it to the fire for a moment to singe it and to for the purpose of removing the hair, because when you singe it on the fire for a moment, so it couldn't be mavliya bikule, because even tzli is only mavliya kidenitile. Is only mavliya kidenitile. When is it mavliya bikule? When you are mevashlet nedeo. So in this case, where he did one milche, when he made one miliche. So that miliche was on the seya. So it wasn't a good miliche. It didn't extract all the dam. But from the periphery, it extracted the dam. So mimele, there is no dam in the periphery. So then when he singes it on the fire for a moment, it could be mavriya and remove and be mafrish the dam from the interior, mimokim mimokim, because the exposure of the hair, you know, to the fire for a moment can only be mavriya in the periphery, but the dam from the periphery was already removed as a result of the first salting. So once he did that, v'hakeim anicha aleish, asher yosir asar, v'cheizir meleach, then there is no sar, there is no hefsek, so then he makes a toro salting, and that will take extract all the dam. V'yirei divrei. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rashbo? It's apparently, whereas the Yeshim will help, that the seyar is a hefsek, and it prevents the salt from extracting the dam thoroughly. So the Rashbo is chelek. And he holds that even when the salt is placed on the seyar, it still is capable of extracting the dam. Elochetech on the mele, it's not necessary. It's not necessary to resort to two saltings, as the Yeshayim say. Elochetech horesh lishnai, umileach yofi. Horei, yofi yofi, horesh litzatnim. V'chezer umileach alasa. V'chezer umileach alasa. Now, the question is raised by the Bes Yosef. Here. Now, we learned that there is a machleikis, in Siman Samachtes, there is a machleikis between the Rashbo and the Rosh, as to ever, if you have ichticho, is it imperative that you should salt it on both sides? Or it's enough if you salt it on one side? So the Rosh says that it's imperative that you salt it on both sides. The Rashbo says that it's enough if you salt it on one side, and here is the Rashbo, so the Bes Yosef has the kashe. Why does he say, Elochetech horeish lishnayim, umileach yofe yofe, horeish litzatnim, v'chezer umileach alaseya. Alaseya. So why does he say that is chezer umileach alaseya? In other words, he cut it in two. So then the inner surface, the interior surface, he puts all plitzatnim in the interior surface. So that's enough according to the Rashbo. So that's the kasha of Bes Yosef. Bes Yosef says, lichatchile, even the Rashbo will be made it, that the proper way is to salt it on both sides. Lichatchile. So in the Chanami, it's not Me'akiv, but he just says what is the ideal thing. So the ideal thing, even according to the Rashbo, is that after he salts it on the interior surface, lichatnim, he should salt it on the hairy surface. So the Rashbo says in so many words, והמח עצמי יש בדם, ונייצא מנידומי במליחס הרש, לפי שעצם הורש מעקיפי, וימד לפונו, וימוקים לדם לוזי, ואפילו צליה עליה שיאפשר להי שליש עם דומי. והדום מסקבץ בעצם המח עושו כגדיר, לפי כוח הבו למולכי, קרי ומצי המח וקרי העקרום ומלכי. וריצה לאוכל אצלי מניע בשחיתוסי עליה, והדום זב דר הביס השחיתי. כי ניחי על ביס נחירו ונועץ בשפוד איקון אמותה לבשכם דרך שום זו אדם וכי מניקה בעצם כנגד הקרום וניחם על הנקב שפדו. So in other words, so the tour says that even if he doesn't cut the head into two parts, so it's also right. In other words, what is essential that he should pierce the עצם כנגד הקרום. The עצם המח כנגד הקרום has to be pierced. So then, he can salt it without slicing it into two parts. So in other words, so the question is, so why did the Rashbo say that is Elochetech horesh lishnayim umileach yofe yofe horesh litzatnim? So it's not imperative that he should slice it into two parts. All that is imperative is that he should pierce the etzem of the meyach. Can I get a clue? That's all. So the Bes Yosef says that in Chanan, it's not imperative. But it's more ideal. It's a mitzvah min hamufreya to slice it into two parts. So when the Rashba says Elochit Horish Nishnayim, not that it's a mass. That's better. But if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to do it. But one thing is a mass. In other words, he has to pierce lechol apoches the etzem hameyach shekenegel hakol. This is what he says. The Beis Yosef. Ve'arambam kosav sheim mivashli v'lo yikolin, they say, you're not allowed to boil it, you're not allowed to fry it, at sheyahavivu eisi beish tchilo. So that until you broil it first. So why does he use the term yahavivu, not at sheyitzlu? Because yahavivu, yitzlu might mean a thorough broiling. But yahavivu means even a partial broiling. So according to the Rambam, the leiv cannot be eaten al the bishul at the very outset. I mean, we don't pass like that. No one is machmir for the Shitas Rambam. But you must mehave the leiv first, beish. You must broil it partial. Then you can boil it, you can fry it, you can do whatever you want. But there must be a partial boil. V'chein kosov aloches delis. Shein liochle elotzli. Elotzli. V'adein yovi orozal, ho yomate levashle al din liche im ameach, rak sheyinke, ho etzem kineged akrum. V'yinke gar akrum. But he doesn't say that you have to slice it in the two. So that's a raya, meaning of the Beis Yosef. That when the Rashba mentions that you have to slice it in two, that's only mitzvah namufra. It's not a mass. It's not a mass. Now the Rambam shita is that the leiv cannot be eaten. The leiv cannot be eaten al the bishul at the very outset. But first he must boil it, partial boil. Why? Because the dam, there is a lot of dam konus in the leiv, in the heart. The heart is the pump. So memele. A substantial quantity of dam becomes misyabesh, becomes dried up in the heart, in the hollow, in the halal of the leiv. So memele, according to the Rambam, miliche cannot extract all the dam because it becomes misyabesh. And in order to extract all the dam that would dried up in the halal haleiv, so you must boil. Partial boil. But we don't pass. No one is cheshish for the Shitas Rambam. Alright. So the chin kosav aleiv. Now let's see the task. Chetri lishnayim. Pireish diyesh machmirim ve'emrim she'asiyo me'akeif es adam she'bifsar oreish. Shalo yeis al nuiche hu shite yizet. Does the yesh emrim of the Rashb. U'fichoch meyuchin eis etchilo arasea. She'yaflit miyad. In other words, in order to extract the dam from the periphery. So then, when we bring the hair in contact with the fire for a moment, so we don't have to be afraid lest this contact with the fire will be mavliya, because this contact with the fire at most can only be mavliya in the periphery, but the dam from the periphery was already extracted. So even though the yeshemim hold that the hair is a hefsek, so it's a hefsek in the sense that because of the hair, so it cannot extract the dam from the whole interior, but from the periphery it can. Alright. Sheyafrid ma'vahakim anichin esareich, umasir naseya, v'cheizrin umeyuchin esareich. Because of a Rashbal zed, of his rosom sham nicho achas, v'nich nisorak liat, lomo yibo, elevada yinaseya. So that's the kashi, the Rashbal. But there's a teretz. Now lomo yibo, in order to prevent the fire from being mavriya. Elavada yin asiyah makif kwal. Vehave oreish misho boso. Veoreitze lahachna bereish. Yachterenu lishnai. So you see how he says it? The Taz explains it the way the Beis Yosef explains it. So in other words, even though the Rashba doesn't use the loshen oreitze lahachna. The Rashba's loshen is elecheitech oreish. But this is the way the Beis Yosef explained. Yachtechenu lishnayim lechenu tzatni, v'gam oasir. Uviteras habayis, ho'oruch lizocha sheyachtecho lishnayim esoresh. Rak bikotza kosv. V'gam kei, sheloi min adin, rak belo shenim reitze chitecho resh lishnayim. V'af al pi shatu ashkono uch lo kosvu im reitze, elo kosvu der psak, mikol mokeim hu limitze min amufcha. מאחר שכוסף בס יוסף הטעם שצורך לחתך לחתך הוריש לשניים משמניח שבפני עד כאן ובאמז גם ניקף העצם לחוד מהן וכמי שכוסף אחר כך ועל כוחו מיתור אצלו של ומריצה שכוסף הרש Now and that seems I mean that appears it certainly appears from the Russian of the Rajbo the fact that in the Teras Abayis Oruch he doesn't even mention it the Chitre Nishnayim and in Teras Abayis HaKotzer he uses the Russian in Reitze so I mean so it's mashma that it's only as a hidu not that it's a must but what is a must piercing the Etzem HaMeach Kineged HaKrum that's a must still the Oruch HaShulchan doesn't like that pshat of the Bes Yosef, the Oruch HaShulchan. And the Esti Kashe, if the Pshat in the two is that Elchit Chorish Lish, that Tchil HaShnayish, that's only Mitzvah Namufchar, it's a Hidu. So what is a must? The piercing, the Etzem HaMeach, Keneged HaKrum. So first, so it would have been more orderly for the two first to mention that which is imperative and then mention the hidu but the two first dimensions chitek horish lishnai and then at the end of the simen he says v'chein im nikav v'etzem k'neged akrum v'nich l'anekev shabedon so it's not orderly okay that's it In a name, it would have been more orderly, I mean, if the Torah mentioned it that way, but that's no raya. And then he also asks, again, the same kasha he asks against the Mechaber. So how is it that in Sif Aleph, at the very outset, he says, Horish Chetche Mishnai. And then in Sif Gimel, he mentions, that Vimrotzo Limleach Horish Vameach Biseichei, Yinkei for Etzem Kineged Akrum V'yinkei Gam Akrum V'yimlach So in Siv Gimel So because of that he explains the two in a different way than the Bes Yosef and in other words and he says that the Rashbo when the Rashbo says that Yechaite Choresh Lishnayim so it's imperative Why is Chaite Choresh Lishnayim So he says because the Rashbo also agrees with the sheet of the Yishemrim, that the Seyar is a Hefsek. Now, if the Seyar is a Hefsek, so why does the Rashbo say that, what the Rashbo say, V'chizer melech al ha-Seyar, shinaseyar me'akev al de'amelech? So he says in so many words that it's not a Hefsek. So he says, it's a Sofik. Maybe it is a Hefsek, maybe it isn't a Hefsek, so the melech he requires that he should slice it in two, you see, because it's a Sofik. It's Isofik. And he mentions the aloha that is mentioned by the Ramo in Simen Ayin Hei. Now, in Simen Ayin Hei, so there he says, there is aloha in Marzikim Dam B'Nimayim, let's say the intestines of a Beheme. The intestines, the Nimayim of a Beheme. So we are not cheshesh that there is Dam in the Nimayim. So memele in bishlom bikdeiro beloy milichem muta. Elim can ask me, unless it has a red appearance, if the b'nimayim, the intestines, let's say the ducking of the b'nimayim have a red appearance, so that indicates that there is dam. But otherwise, we are not cheshish, lest there is dam in the b'nimayim. So memele, if he was mivashel the b'nimayim in bikdeiro without salting at first, so it's muta. But then he says, "Pnei ma'ayim b'loy shuman shaleim." He says in Siv Beis, "Afal pishe marzikim ben dam mutal imolcham im bosom. Mutal imolcham im bosom. V'yesh eisrim imolcham im bosom. Why? Uvachen yagin. Uvidavet mutal. So why is v'yesh eisrim? So over there the pshat is maybe there is dam. In other words, maybe there is dam. Maybe there is dam." So he says that here too, the tour and the mechaber, the reason as to why they require that he should slice the head into two parts and then put salt on the interior surface, with saknim, and after that to put salt on the hairy surface, and her surface is because it's a Sophic. It's a Sophic. Maybe it will be Meitzidam, the Melech that is placed on the hair. Maybe not. So in other words, so it's like the Nimaim. It's like Maim. So because of that, you're not allowed to Lechatchila. There are more paskins to put the salt and to be Meleach, the Nimaim, together with Adach Tichas Bosom. With Adach Tichas Bosom. Why? Because maybe it will be Meitzidam. So it will Asa the Adach Bosom. It will be Asa Adach Bosom. So here too there is a Sophic. I mean, but this is, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is so convinced of his pshat, that this is the right pshat in the Rashbo, and the right pshat in the Tur, and the Mechaber, and he goes so far, the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, how can he say, all right, so Bishleime vis-a-vis the Tur, so he's chilek on the B'Syosef pshat. When the B'Syosef says, and the B'Syosef says that when the Tur says, I mean, the Rosh HaRashbo, l'chei techoreish, that's only B'tiras Hido. It's not... He's not mechuyev to do it. So he says that he's chilek on the B'Syosef. But he says as pshat in the Mechaber, that when the Mechaber says, Horosh chetche lishnayim, umeil cheyofe litzatnim, so it means it's a mass. But how can he say that? And behoraye, because in Siv Gimel, he says, chetche lishnayim in Siv Aleph. And the other aloche, that it's imperative, that he should pierce the etzem shebimeach keneged akrum, that he only mentions in Siv Gimel. So if that had been only a hidur, and the only imperative thing is that he should pierce the etzem ameach keneged akrum, so first he should mention this din and then mention the hidur. Why mention the hidur before he mentions that which is a mas? So that's the raya that the mechaber on mechaber says horish chitchen lishnayim, so it's a mas. But how can he say that? I mean, he's aware of that difficulty. After all, the B'Syosef himself says in the Tur that when the B'Syosef, that when the Tur says Chitche Lishnayim, it's only B'Tiras Hido. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. And the B'Syosef mentions the Loshen of the Rashbo. I mean, that he says Imreitze. So he says, Inachaname, when the B'Syosef wrote the B'Syosef, so at that time he was not aware of that pshat. But then when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so min hashamayim kol mizakele, that he was mechave to write the din, to formulate it in such a way in accordance with the right pshat, not in accordance with his own pshat. I mean, that's a little bit of chassides in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was a Talmid of the Tzemach Tzedek, but he was such a terrific Talmid that you can see in the tshuves of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Tzemach Tzedek's Svarim, the hashpoy of the Aruch HaShulchan. Many aloches, you'll see, I mean, the hashpoy of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tzemach Tzedek. So he was not only a Talmid of the Tzemach Tzedek, but to a certain extent, the Aruch HaShulchan was like it was, I mean, Talmid HaYisa Mikulom. So he was mashpia in the derech, and the derech of the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Tzemach Tzedek, was mashpia a lot of chassides on the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan was mashpia a lot of misnagdes on the Tzemach Tzedek. As a matter of fact, the Tzemach Tzedek was the one who openly said that the Goyen was right in his machlekes against chassides. And because of the machlekes of the Goyen against chassides, so chassides was channeled completely within the framework of Torah. If not for the machlekes of the Gro against Chassides, then on account of the ignorant people, you know, who joined the movement of Chassides, because that is true of every movement, just as it was true, you know, when Wilkie ran against Franklin Delano Roosevelt, so all the Nazis in the United States, they supported Wilkie. The Nazis in the United States had nothing in common with Wilkie. Wilkie was certainly one of the Chassidei Umes Eilam. He was an heir of Israel. But they had to support someone. They didn't want to support Franklin Delano Roosevelt, so they supported Wilkie. But not that they had anything in common with Wilkie. And that, one second. And the same is true of the Chassidei movement. So of course, I mean, there was nothing wrong on the part of the Gdelim among the Hasidim, of the Rebbein, the Baal Shem, and the Mizrit Shamagit, I mean, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, but they were not, many Amir Oretz at that time, who had the great hostility against Bnei Yisrael. And when they saw that there were Rebbeim who criticized some Bnei Yisrael, so they criticized L'shem Shamayim. So they joined the movement in order, you know, to have an outlet for the hatred against the Bnei Yisrael. That's the reason as to why many Amei Horetz who hated Bnei Yisrael. I mean, with the sinner that the Gemara says, that of the sinner of Amei Horetz to Talmid HaChomim. So they joined that movement, and they were the Hasidim whom the Goyen mentions that in Shmak Aleinu they made somersaults. I mean, that wasn't, the Baal Shem didn't make a somersault in Shmak Aleinu. But in every movement, you find some, those who join the movement. Why? Because they have a hatred against somebody else. So this is what the Tzemach Tzedek said. I mean, Rabbi Hepstein mentions that in his Achenes, the Tirot Mimo. So the Tzemach Tzedek said that it was the greatest thing for the Hasidus movement that the Goyen conducted that Machlekes, because that channeled the Hasidim, you know, in the right direction, and because of that, so those who did not belong to the Hasidim movement, gradually, moved away from the Hasidus movement. So you see, I mean, in that, that the Aruch HaShulchan says that Nashomayim, so they were mizake to the Mechaber, that he should formulate it in the proper way, in order that he should mention the Deen in accordance with the right pshat. But this is the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan is a big deichat, I mean, and the most reasonable pshat in the Torah and in the end Mechaber is that the Chet Chalishnayim is only B'tir HaSidim. All right. Now, Simon Ayin Veitz. Halev miskabitz Adam b'seichei b'shashchit. Lifichoch tzorich likorei kedem ilich. Ulheitzi domei ulimolche ahakach. V'yoz muter afilu livashle. V'yesh machmiren livashle rak tzeli meisei. Now, that's a very difficult thing. Now, so... Now the lathe has a lot of dam. It's the pump. It pumps the blood. So it has a lot of dam konus b'seiche in the halal lathe. So mimele, before you solve the lathe, so you have to tear it. You have to tear it open. And then, and empty out all the blood that is konus b'seiche. And then you solve it. Then you solve it. So then he says, v'yoz muter afilu levashle. V'yesh machmir levashle rak tzelen esle. What's the tam? That's not mentioned. So atam, the ta says, atam shemo yivashlu biloy kri. Because of alze bidarke meishe, ach shamati mirabim shemakilim v'nei yagim levashlu yacharam lichim. V'chein, because of mashal lehokil bezu. She'ein, gzeir azu bitalmud v'loy bigeni. And the goen, I mean, it's not in accordance with his derech to mention the prichodosh. So here he says, v'yesh ni gzeir shemo yivashlu biloy kri. וגזיר החדושי, ואם כן בכל הו, דאמרינו מצורך תיכר ומליך הנאים האוכל, פרי חודש. So that way, so we don't, you're not machmir, even though there are more mentions that, but we know one is machmir for that. So in other words, once he tore open the lathe, so then, and he was meleyachet, so then he can even be mevashle. He can mevashle. All right. Molche veloi kore. Suppose he was meleyach. He was mileach the lathe without tearing it open first. Kiriachar milichosim umuter. So he can tear it open after the milichem. It's muter. Afal tishe nimlachim adam shebisech. Vichibele kach peyote. Vio adin imtzolei velikorei. Shekirei lachatz liyosei umuter. Aval im bishlei bilikriye oser ad sheyehi samech keneged aleinu. Now, this is based upon the Gemara in Chum. There are many Shittas Rishayim here. Now, the Mishnah of Kuftes on the Dalet at the bottom. Hakhal kere yomeitzi eschal. Loi kore eini yovro. Haleiv kere yomeitzi es domei. Loi kore eini yivro. Now, let's see the Rashi. Loi kore in eivir al achilosei lilkes, viloi al bishulei, vilaf cholov mikv, un morim foresh ikmis al rabbonu, but that doesn't concern us now. That has to do with kav. Halif kere yo meitzi es domen. Loi kore in eivrola. Li is because. Why not? Uvim misaches krisis. Meikelo bilivei. Chein bi domen kazayis. Avo bi bheimo chayef kores. Im li kore lacha bishule. So Rashi says. Im li kore lacha bishule. Bi bheimo. So is chayef kores. But is damshe bishule. So that stays with Asogi and Rashi. In other words, I mentioned that while most Rishonim say that Damshe Bishle is not Tosa Midraise, but the Shita of the Rambam and Rashi is to the contrary. Where is the Rashi? The Rashi is here. Rashi is here. So, Mimele, so Tesis is Chilik. So what does Tesis do with that Gemore? That Gemore says that only believe if so is not Chayev, because in Bidome Kazayis, Mashenke. Believe the him also is chayev kores. Now by dam, so then there is dam that is osir midraise you are ever lav, but you're not chayev kores. And there is dam for which you are chayev kores. For which dam are you chayev kores? If it's dam anefesh. So in other words, so the dam that accumulates in the heart. So then, as a result of the shchite, so there is a great flow of blood into the heart, so Mimela that's Dama Nefesh, so Yachayev Kerov, of course. So the Gemara in Krize says that when the Mishnah says, Loi Korei, so he says that Loi Korei in a Eviral of Lias Bikores, because there is less Nekazais, but Nebehime, if Loi Korei, he is Chayev Kores. So the question is, what is Dam Shebishle? So Teisa says, the Gemara there has reference to a case. Well, he ate it raw. Well, he didn't cook it. He didn't boil it. But in a Haname, if he boiled it, so then it's not even more some rice, it's only some rabbon. But Rashi Shita is to the counter. All right, now then Rashi says, Avo, im likore, Avo behimo, chayev kores im likore lacha bishurei. Avo psore in inesa. But the posor of the lay does not become moser. Why not? If he was mivashi, the lay, without tearing it open, and the heart being the pump of blood. So mele there is a lot of blood, konus, in the halal halev, and it was cooked that way in the pot. So mele the defne, the psar halev, certainly were belea, so we should say that they were belea. They were belea. Dam. The belea dam. So still, Rashi says, it doesn't come us. The bosor is mutabar chile. Shalev choloku, veini belea. Because the tissue of the lave of the heart is very smooth. It does not have pores like other tissue of the brain. So mimele, it's not the lave. This is a Gemorim Psochim. The Gemorim Psochim mentions the price that is mentioned here, that Kuftes on the base. So the price says, Hakhal kere yomeitzi es chalve, es chlove, loy kore in evil, halev kere yomeitzi es dome, loy kore kere lacha bishule yomuta, kere lacha bishule yomuta. Now, so Rashi assumed, Rashi's pshat is, that the question is, what does it mean, kere lacha bishule? Does bishul mean, so there is a machlik reshem, some reshem say that bishul here doesn't mean bishul in a pot, but Sli, because Sli can also be called Bishul. And in the Pasuk in Melachim, so it's mentioned in connection with the Korban Pesach, by Yishiyo, by Yivashlo Es HaPesach, and it doesn't mean that they boiled it, you're not allowed to boil a Korban Pesach, it means boiled. So in other words, Bishul, you see, just as the English term cooking. So the English term cooking has a general connotation, and it might have a specific connotation. As a general term, cooking includes all kinds of cooking, whether it's boiling or frying or roasting. And cooking can also be used in a specific sense. In other words, in the sense of boiling. So bishul in Lashon HaKodesh has the same two connotations. So bishul in its specific sense, it means boiling in a gdero with water, and in the general sense, it can mean cooking. Any kind of cooking can be broiling too. So many Rishonim say that when it says Halev Kere Umeitzi Es Domei Loi Korei Kere Lacha Bishulei, it doesn't mean Lacha Bishulei Negdeiro. then it's not Jayach. But it means Lachat for Yosef. Lachat for Yosef. But Rashi, Rashi and the Rambam, they both hold that when the Braisa says, Kiri Lacha Bishule, so it means Lacha Bishule Migdeo. Lacha Bishule Migdeo. So this is, and the Gemore in Psochim is trying to deduce from that Braisa that we say Kibeli Kach Beilte. That he say Kibeli Kach Beilte. So the Gemore says, the Gemore mentions this Braisa, Halev Kiri Umeitzi is Dome Loi Kore Kiri Lacha Bishule Muter. Why is it Muter? But it was Nisbashel. So Memele it was Beleah. The answer is Kibeli Kach Beilte. Kibeli Kach Beilte. So the Gemore is Matche that Rai. And the Gemore says, Shanelev Dishi. Shanelev Dishi. Maybe there is no Aloche of Kibeli Kach Beilte. But, so why does the Braise say, Loi Kore, so is Kere, Lacha Bishule Yimutea? Because there is no problem, there couldn't be any Blie. There couldn't be any Blie. Now, one thing is clear, you see. So, now there is a Machlekes Rishenim, the Machlekes Rishenim, according to the Teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Shana Leiv Tishie, so what's the Pshat in the Braise? Kir Lacha Bishule. So the Rambam and Rashi say, Kir Lacha Bishule means even Bishul Bigeo, because Shana Leiv Tishie, it's smooth, it has no pores. The tissue of the lane. So in Mele, there is no blie. So Bishul means Bishul Mamesh, big deal. Not Sliye. The Ramban says no. That even according to the Teretz of the Gemara, in Psochi, Shana Leiv Dishie, so the Gemara doesn't mean that according to the Teretz, that when the Braise says Kir Lacha Bishule Yimuter, it means Lacha Bishule Big Deiro. How could the Gemara prove from that Kibeli Kach Beilte? Kibeli Kach Beilte certainly does not apply to Bishul. Kibeli Kach Beilte only applies to Tzli, not to Bishul. And the Gemara at first tried to deduce from this price that we say Kibeli Kach Beilte. So the one, the Makshin, who tried to deduce from that price that we say Kibeli Kach Beilte certainly must have interpreted Lacha Bishule, not in the sense of Bishul Bideiro, but in the sense of Tzli. Because Bishul Bideiro, how could we even have a Salgedaitoch to apply the concept of Kibeli Kach Beilte regarding Bishul Bideiro? So even the Teretz of the Gemara, that Shana Leiv Dishie, so it also means Bitzli. But Al the Bishul, we do not say Shana Leiv Dishie, so because what does Dishie mean? This is what the Ramban said. Because what does Shia mean? Shia means that it has no pores at all. There is no tissue in the world that has no pores. That has no pores. But, in other words, the pores are very, very slight. So Mimele, there couldn't be any Blie. So when couldn't there be any Blie? Al the tree. Mashenkin, the day law, you know. So then there could be Blie. This is how the Ramban explains. So, but the Ramban, The Rambam and Rashi, they hold that according to the Teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, when the Talmud says that it's no raya from this Braise that we say Kibeli Kach Beilte, but Shana Leiv Dishie, so the Pshat in the Braise, Kir Lacha Bishule, is even Bishul Bideo. And because the pores are very, very slight, so there couldn't even be Blie al the Bishul Bideo. Bishule means not Bishul Mamesh Bideiro, but sleep. Because how could we apply the aloche of Kibeli Kach Beilte regarding like Bishul Bideiro? I mean, that's inconceivable. But the Rashi and the Rambam hold, according to the Teretz of the Gemara, that the Shana Leiv Dishie, so then Bishul can be even Bishul Bideiro. But according to the Makshim, who tried to deduce that Kibeli Kach Beilte, the one who assumed that this aloche of Kibeli Kach Beilte is based upon the principle of Kibeli Kach Beilte. So obviously Bist du ein Mensch? Nein, so, hier, rasch es her. Das Abo bin immer kein Gott. Ich muss kommen nach Hamschoi. Aber Zorin in Nessa, Schalif Holoku. Wie eine Belehr. Wo ein Name am Rinnan bezochen. Schanu ein Geschirr. Na, let's see the taste. Halif Kehre ist abkuftet. Halif Kehre mit der Dome Likori in Eivor. Pira ist die Kultur, die sich als Christus Nekelo Belehi Wein. Den Dome Kazai. Aber bin immer kein Gott. Den Likori war Hamschoi. Wie er schon immer kein Behebi am Rinnan mit Schrabbe, die dann schon Fischle in Eivor. Ich moche. Wie hat die Nekel, die dann schritt So I mean, so Rashi in the Rambam holds that according to one mandoma, according to Ravashi, I think, so Damchu, even Bishlei, Yisrael. All right. V'ho de meikel kere dam shchita do lebei, mishu nilcholim un kotone mas nisi, de nei verolo. Bein chai bein nivush, u ma she pirish bikuntre, di psara leiv in nesa, sha leiv choloku, bein nivraya, doch amrim psochim shan rei vishie, emir abletam bein nishnich al zeh. Las is maizim in chie baume. So that way, so, the colleague must come on the more this vice loy core so kere lacha bishule is based upon the very kachrein but the more just said there the tarts said you cannot deduce from this vice because that could be explained on the basis of shanalei bishie but I'll leave it there so some of you that clear about me but I'll leave it there it is based upon the very kachrein and if it is based upon the very kachrein then certainly, Bishulei, Tere Lacha Bishulei means Lacha Kliyosei, not Lacha Bishulei Bideo. It's Ribalnu Tere Gete Tere, but Goyo Mishat Neil Amorin Kedele Kachpeyotei, it's only Tere Lacha Bishulei Mitzoche, Shana Lai Bishie, Avro Mai Dimotzi Gichbele Kachpeyotei, Sure Amrinon Bishie, Veloi Bola, Sure Amrinon Bishie Veloi Bola, Vikere Lacha Bishulei, Hane Lacha Kliyosei, Vishaya Bey, Kebele Kachpeyotei, Shadam Neite Lechutz, Avro Bideo Rosea, Veloi Amrinon Bishie Veloi Bola. So we have the Machlikes Cheshevet, in other words, So the shita of Rashi and the Rambam is the Tir Lacha Bishulei, even Bishul Bideo. But we don't pass like the Rambam in Rashi. We don't pass like the Rambam in Rashi. So all the other Rishonim hold that Tir Lacha Bishulei means Lacha Tliyot. But there is still a Machlek Rishonim. So some Rishonim, like Pesves, say that it's based upon the Aloche of Kibbele Kachbeut. But the Rambam shita is not. It's not based upon Kibbele Kachbeutei, but it's based upon Shanalei Bishie. But it's Chelik and the Rambam. But even though it's Shie, but Shie doesn't mean that there are no pores altogether. Every tissue has pores. So in other words, the relative smoothness of the tissue prevents Blie out of sleep. But out of the official detail, there is certainly Blie, according to the Rambam. But according to the Tesis, no, there is Blie. But whatever is Nivra, whatever is Nivla, so is Nifmet again. Is Nifmet. Alright. Now, let's see the Mechavana. Again. Halei miskabit adam b'seichem shashchit. Lifichach tzorch lekorei kedim lichem. Ulei tzidom el volchei hakach. Vahakach nivash. Molchei velikorei. Kerei acham lechose. Umuta. Afal pishen nilachim adam shabeseichem. Yichibbe leikach peyote. Yichibbe leikach peyote. In other words, according to the of course it's needless to mention. I mean that according to the Rambam and Rashi, we don't have to resort to Kibbele Kachbeutei. But it can be Kerei Acham Lechose because Shana Lei Bishie, according to Rashi and the Rambam, even after Bishul Bideiro, so it can be Kerei Alachas Kamo Lechamo. I mean after Meliche, that it can be Kerei. But according to the Rambam, so we don't have to resort to Kibbele Kachbeutei. But the reason is why Mochem Likori is Kere Acham Lechose according to the Rambam is because Shanalei Vishie. But the Mechaba doesn't pass like the Rambam. So the Mechaba passes like this, that Shanalei Vishie is mentioned by the Gemara in Pesachim only the Achpriya Ba'omen. And I'll leave the MS that we do say Kibbele Kachbeutei, so this thing of Kere Lacha Bishulei, which means Bishulei means Lacha Tliyosei, so it's based upon Kibbele Kachbeutei. So Memele, Gabi Meliche too, it is Beleya, but still, it doesn't become Oseh, because whatever is Nimlal de Meliche, is Niflat for the same Meliche. For the same Meliche. Avo Pishe Nimlach Madam Shebeseche, Yichibbele Kachbeutei, Vihoadim, in Solei, Veloi Kore, Shekere Lacha Tliyosei, Umuter. Why? Because Kibbele Kachbeutei. So whatever is Nivla, is Nivla. אבל אם בישלוי לא יצחיה, נקטרו עושר, נח לי כדרם במדרש, עד שיהי שמח כנגד הלב, דו ידינון כמה נופתים. דו ידינון כמה נופתים. So, in other words, if he was mevashel the leif in the gero, b'lit chriye, so then we don't say, so memele, by bishlit, of course, it's not shayach to say, ki b'lit kach b'litay, so memele, everything becomes osa. Everything becomes osa. And unless there is shishim. So we need shishim, neged the dam. So actually, according to the Mechaber, so we need shishim just negative in the dam. And if we knew the exact quantity of dam that the leaf has, so then we require shishim negative that quantity of dam. But how do we know how much dam it contains? So we have to take the maximum. So what is? So in order to be sure, we have to consider the whole volume of the leaf. So then, that's certainly the maximum. So we didn't come enough of it. So then the Ramo says, "La'afilu b'dinike samech, ha'leiv atzmeyos, ha'leiv atzmeyos." So even if there is samech, so the leiv atzmeyos. Why is the leiv atzmeyos? So the Tas says, "Vidam shebeleiv misyabish b'seich." Dam shebeleiv misyabish b'seich. Now, why couldn't we say it's a piece of the book? So, Menele, it's a chichon asis Menele. So, it's a chichon asis Menele. So, some do say that the reason as to why, even if there is Samech, so the Reiv Atzmei is Oseh, if Reiv Atzmei is Oseh, is because it's a piece of the book, and, so Menele, it's a chichon asis Menele. But some say the Taz doesn't make basis upon the fact that it's a nisa dovuk, and it's chichon asis Menele, so why not? Because what's the reason as to why by isa dovuk? So we say that it's chichon asis Menele. So there is a machlekes, I mentioned. There is a machlekes. One time is because maybe the thing that is dovuk to the isa, so at one moment in the course of the bishul process, so it was buoyed up. And then, at that moment, so it was mizbashel b'fnei atzmei, so it became moser. And then it was pushed down again. But this is the explanation given by the Taz in Simen Tzadik Beis. So that's the explanation. But the explanation given by the Shach is that the reason is why by Isa Dovuk would say that it's chichon asis Menele, because if, let's say, you have chilef that is dovuk to chilef is dovuk, let's say, to the kidney of the behemoth, and that kidney of the behemoth is cooked in a pot together with adach tichas boson. So Menele, even assuming that there is no krum, there is no membrane that is mafsik between the chilef and the kidney. So Memele, so true that the kidney spreads out. The chilef that is attached to the kidney, so that spreads out over all the chtiches of putting the chilef. But first, it is nivra, the chilef is nivra in the kidney, in the chtiche that is attached to the chilef. Attached to the chilef to the isadovuk. And then, after that, it spreads out and becomes evenly distributed in the rest of the meal. So, for the first, let's say, 10 minutes in the cooking process, so the kidney, so then the chilev gives it time just in the kidney, and then it spreads throughout the day. So, because it's nispashel b'meir, it's nispashel b'meir in the isadavuk, in the chtiche that is dovuk in the isadavuk, so because of that, we apply the din of chtiche, nasas nevein. Now, so, there are some who explain this din, v'afilu b'dike samech, so alei v'atzmi yoseh on the basis of isadavuk, and isadavuk, because after all, the leiv is dovuk to the dam. I mean, which chtiche has all the dam? The leiv. So the leiv has a din of an isadavuk. so ממילא הוא יהיה פלייד על אוכל תכה עצמו נעשה נבילא מה שאין כי the others who say no that we cannot apply the halacha of Isadovuk here because what's the reason for Isadovuk? Because the Isa that is Dovuk to Isadovuk to Chdiche so first it's Nispashet in the Chdiche that is Dovuk to Isa and later on, let's say, later on it spreads in the rest of the Gdeire but here on account of the fact that the dam that is Konus in the Halal of the Lake becomes Nisyabesh so it doesn't it doesn't become absorbed in the lane at any prior time then it becomes absorbed by the other chdiches of the lane. So Memele, the whole town of Isadovuk is not shayach. So the question arises, so why do we say v'afilu b'dike samech alev atzmi yotzeh? The answer is, because of the same fact that dam shebelev is nisyabesh b'seichei, and because of that, so it gives it time in the lane at the same time that it gives it time in the rest of the day, right? So because of that, the leaf itself remains osir. Why? Because it, since it's misyabish b'seichei, so memele, it cannot be taken out completely. It cannot be taken out completely. So because of that, there always remains, even at the end of the cooking process, there will be more of a concentration of dam in the leaf than in the other chdiches. Than the other chdiches. So maybe because of that, the lay vatmido. You'll see that as we go over the shah. Right. The yikle, vatimu yike samech, halay vatmido. The yikle is miyatsovi valay. The yikle is miyatsovi valay. So in other words, because it's mabriyak de klip. So it's mabriyak de klip. The yesh machmirim bay, afilu de lich, leser shon poso shenim lachine. The yimrim do yamrinon ki beilei karbeil. Karbeil. So there is a day that the first the shite of the mechaberim, the psak of the mechaberim, that if you are milei ad leiv without tearing it open, so then the leiv itself remains muter because it kireacham lochotei, and the leiv itself is muter. Why? Because kibeli karpeltei. And the same thing is true if you are milei ad leiv without tearing it open together with other chtiches, so the other chtiches are also muter. And we do not say, after all, you didn't tear it open, so all the dam, hakonus, b'sichalev, remained there. And b'meileh, through the meliche, so it was nivra in the adachtiches. So dam, from the dam hakonus of the lay, was nivra in the adachtiches that were in contact with the lay. So b'meileh, the adachtiches should remain not there, for the same reason, because kibeleh kachpeyotei. Kibeleh kachpeyotei, that's the shite of the mechaber. And then, what the Rambam says, v'yesh machmirim bei, אפילו במליחה, לעשי השור פוסו שנים לאחיני, ואמרים, דלו אמרינו כבלי כחפל תגע בדם עלי והכל איזה שיחי, דהו דם ממש, ולו מיקרה דם פלייטי, ולו מיקרה דם פלייטי. So ממילא, so they say that these are the other chtiches that were nimlach with the leaf that was not torn open before the מליחה, we cannot apply the principle of כבלי כחפל תגע. Why not? But the Gemara says Kibele Kachpeotei. So the Gemara says Shanali Dijir. But all these Rishenim, they say that this is Derech Tchir Baalme. And Alim Ademes, so the reason as to why we say Kiri Lachat Bishurei, which means Kiri Lachat Suyosei. So it's because of Kibele Kachpeotei. Kibele Kachpeotei. So how can we say that we do not say Kibele Kachpeotei, Gabi Dama, Leiva Konev, Seichei? So it's advice in the Pureshes that Loi Korei, so Kedem Bishulei, Kere Lachat Bishulei, which means Lachat from Yosei. And that is based upon Kibele Kachpeltei. So how can these Yeshemrim say that we do not apply the principle of Kibele Kachpeltei, Ligabe, Dam Halei, Hakonus B'Seichei? So they say as follows. So it can be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of Shanalei Vishir, on the basis of Shanalei Vishir. So in other words, that the reason as to why it's Kiri Lachat Liyosei is not because of Kibele Kachpeyotei, but it's because Shanalei Vishir, as Ramban says. Now, why can't we apply the principle of Kibele Kachpeyotei? So they'll say, Kibele Kachpeyotei is only Shayach Ligabe Dam Pleite. In other words, if, let's say, one Chtiche of Bosa is lo yadam fa menadach dichel poso. Al vitri, so then we say, kibili kachtel tei. So the same dam that was absorbed by the chdichel vitri, so was nifla at the end of the three classes, of the three classes, al the edge. So there the dam is not dam bien. Masheike, if dam bien falls, Amichtiche that is on the spit and fire which is being boiled, or if dam bien, we learn that it's in an iron, if dam bien falls, Amichtiche that is on the salting board, so then we don't say Kibelekach Peyotei, just as this dam bien was Nivra Fu Meliche, Fu Meliach HaRekreseach. So at the end of the Meliche process, it will be Nivra again, because we only apply the concept of Kibelekach Peyotei, Ligabe Dam Plate. Dam that is niflet from one chtiche and absorbed by another chtiche from meliche is niflet through the same through the meliche. Mashein came dam behem that falls upon a chtiche on the salting board. We don't say kibelikach peyotei. So the Meile they say these poskim say that where the leaf that was not torn open was salted together with other chtiches boso, the other chtiches boso become osa, and we cannot say kibelikach peyotei because that lane that was not torn open, the Dama Konus is Dambe En. The Dama Konus is Dambe En. And since it's Dambe En, so Mimele, we cannot apply the principle of Kibelikach Peyotei. So why is the lane itself Mutea? So either we say, like the Ramban, that the reason is why it's Kiri Lacha Bishule Lacha Tu Yosei is not because of Kibelikach Peyotei, but it's not because of Kibelikach Peyotei, because Shana Leiv Dishieh, so Mimele the Leiv becomes Mutea, because the tissue of the Leiv is relatively smooth, so it cannot absorb. Masha'inke, the tissue of the Adachtichas Boso, that's not relatively smooth, so that has substantial pores, so Mimele, through the Melichet, by virtue of the fact that the Adachtichas Boso were Nimlach together with the Leiv, so the Dam, HaKonus of the Leiv, was absorbed by the Adachtichas. And we cannot say Kibelikach Peyotei because it's Dam Be'en, but the Leiv itself doesn't become Oser according to Ramban, because, not because of Kibelikach Peyotei, but because Shana Leiv Dishieh. And then there are poskim who say that according to the Maskona of the Gemara, so Kirlach Bishulei is based upon, Kirlach Atru Yosei, is based upon the principle of Kibelikach Peyotei. But what does it mean, Kibelikach Peyotei? Why? But how can we apply the principle of Kibelikach Peyotei? We got the dam behind. Here the dam akonus b'sich halal aleiv. So that's certainly dam behind. The answer is this dam akonus of the leiv that is absorbed by other chatiches. So it has to be treated like dam behind. But this dam akonus that is a little bit of dam akonus that is absorbed by the defni aleiv, by the psar aleiv, by the tissue of the leiv. So, on account of the relative smoothness, I mean, this is a mitzvah. So, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, so the melee cannot absorb the dam bien. But only those droplets that are thinned out and separated from the rest, which is relatively thick, so only the thin particles, the thin droplets of the dam akonus are absorbed by the psar aleiv, by the tissue of the leiv, and so, but the rest, so the bulk of the dam aleiv cannot be absorbed by the defni aleiv, for the simple reason that it's relatively smooth, because leiv is sheer. But a little bit of some droplets of the dam, the thin droplets of the dam, can be absorbed even by the relatively smooth tissue of the leiv. So, in regard to that little bit of dam, the relatively thin droplets of dam that are absorbed by the tissue of the leiv, so we can apply the aloche of Kibelikach Peyotei. So, in other words, so true that according to Maskona of the Gemara, the aloche of Imri Korei, Kedem Bishulei, Zikere Lachat Bishulei, which means Lachat Uyotei. So, it's based upon aesthesis, upon the principle of Kibelikach Peyotei, but the bulk of the dam, Akonus, cannot be absorbed by the tissue of the leiv, but miat, a little bit of the dam akonus the leiv can be absorbed. Only the thin droplets. So that those thin droplets have a din like the dam plate, not like dam Not like Dambien. Why do we say that vis-a-vis Damplete, we apply the principle of the Berek Achmirim? Vis-a-vis Dambien, we don't apply. Why? What difference does it make? Dam is Dam. The answer is, Damplete means Dam that was contained in the interior of the Hatiche. And then, it was Nifrat. For three, for Miliche, it was Nifrat. So, that those droplets, which are Nifrat from the interior, which are hardly visible, they are certainly very, very thin. So, Mimele, we can apply the principle of Kibbele Kapilte. But Dambien, which is relatively viscous and thick, so we cannot apply the principle of Kibbele Kapilte. So the reason is why. So there are Poski who accept the sheet of faces that according to Maskona of the Gemara, so Kirilach Abishulay, which means Kirilach Atfuyose, is based upon the principle of Kibbele Kapilte. But the question is, for Dambien, we don't say we got the Dambien, Kibbele Kapilte. The answer is, why is there a distinction between Damplete and Dambien? Because Damplete is relatively very thin, Dambien is relatively very viscous and thick. So in regard to the Psalei, so on account of the Shia, on account of the fact that Shia is relatively smooth, so mainly the bulk of the Damakonus of the Chalalei cannot be absorbed by the Psalei. Only a little bit. What little bit? The thin droplets of the Damakonus can be absorbed. So those thin droplets of the Damakonus have the same status as Damplete. Masheinke, vis-a-vis the Adachtiches that were nimlach together with the delay, and their tissue is not Shia in any way, so Mimele, their tissue absorbs not only the thin droplets of Damakonus, but they absorb even the viscous and thick drops of dam. So, regarding dam ben, we don't say kibbele kapilte. This is what Ramos says. V'yesh machmirim be'afilu b'indich, v'esher shor bo toshnim lachinei. V'emrim v'amrino kibbele kapilte gabi dam alei v'akonet v'seichei. Yehave dam mamesh, v'lo nikra dam pleite. But it is considered as dam pleite vis-a-vis the lei vital. Because of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the lei. So it will not absorb the bulk of the Damakonus, but only a little bit. Which little bit? The thin out dam. And that thin out dam has a status of Damplete. They are minig lohoke. So the minig is lohoke. That even if the leiv was nilach with other chatichas poso, so the other chatichas do not become osa. Why? Because kibbele kapilte. But the question is, how can we apply the principle of Kibbele Kapilte vis-a-vis the Adachtiches, whose tissue is not relatively smooth? The answer is, because of the fact that the Dam HaKonus B'Shalal Aleid is Nisyavish B'Seichei, so the Mele it acquires his status. So all the Dam HaKonus acquires his status, not of Dam Be'en, but of Dam Plate. Why Damplete? Because it becomes dried up. So whatever is absorbed, it must have been very thinned out. So it has a din of Damplete. V'shayach l'meimah bei kibbele kachpilte. Mide dehave adam shebechuti. Moshe nizboi alil tzimelchov beis. So in other words, so we also apply, if you didn't cut the chuti, the veins open. So in other words, and you were stale, so it's muta. But we say kibbele kachpilte. But why do we say? So here too we apply the principle of kibbele kachpilte, which is boil liul simen chavdei. V'yesh machmirin likle k'tzas b'mokim shehoyu alei dok v'teiv lochush lidivrei. So what does it mean, likle k'tzas? Because according to some shita the yesh machmirin, so the chtiches boso that one nimach together with the leiv remain us. We do not apply the principle of kibbele kachpilte because the dam hakonus b'seich haleiv vis-a-vis atad chtiches, so have a din of dam ben, and regarding dam ben we don't apply the principle of kibbele kachpilte. So mimele, what he says, v'amine glop, but he said, al-tzada, in order that it should be al-tzada yisatei, so we should be kelei. Just from the surface of the chatiches that were in contact, the shas miliche, with the lei. Why? Because the halacha is that moliach areik reseach, it can only be madliach likrit. But we are machmir. תרמו פסקוס לפוי המחניה, בקוז הוא יחי שיש דה אברי חתיכה בוצור, אברי חתיכה איזה דינו ודובר שם. בוט מייקר דה דינה, מייקר כנומי במבריה. כנומי במבריה כנקליפ. So, mainly in this case, where most poskim hold that the dam akonus bis tichaleid has the status of dam plate even vis-a-vis the other. And it's not treated like dam be'en. Why isn't it treated as dam be'en? Because it's nisya be'ej niseiche. So, only the thinned out droplets of the dam akonus are capable of being absorbed by echtichat bosom. But there is a shita that says that vis-a-vis the other tiches, so the dam akonus is to be treated like dam be'en. Mimele we cannot apply the principle of kibele karpelte, but once we are kelev the other tiches, kide klipe. So mimele it's certainly muter. And it's a tarayezatei. In other words, that we should be chenshish for so many choshes. First of all, maybe the alohim, like the rishayim, that the damakonus vis-a-vis adachtiches is to be treated like dam be'en. And then we should be chenshish on top of that, that every chtiche today is idor ha-shonen. That's too much of a chumre, that's a chumre on top of a chumre. So mainly he says, v'yeish mach mirim likleif k'tzas. ומוקים של הלב דבוק, ותיב רוחש לדבריהם, וליקליף קצה סוביב הלב, ועוד הקל מותר. So then, it's על פדאי זאתי. Because even according to those רשאים, even according to those רשאים, who say that the dam akonus, in respect to other חתיכס, is to be treated like dam be'en, ממילא we cannot apply the principle of כדי לקרפל אותי, but מוביח הרי כרסייח, only עשר סכני קליפה. So, but where there was real milichet hazard, so then we have to be cheshish, maybe to the Shomei. But in this case, we don't have to be cheshish for that on top of the other chumut. Alright. V'yod ha-chumutah. V'ein chiluk bein boso she'im alei oy alei atzvei. V'ein chiluk, so again, he reiterates that, in other words, that once he's kelev, sorry, valei, so then there is no difference. So he says, so there is no difference between Bosa Shim Alev or Alev Atzmei, Vein Chiluk Bein Alev Sogor or Pasuach V'maylo. Because if you didn't tear open the Alev, so sometimes it is Sogor L'maylo, it's completely Sogor, and sometimes, even though you didn't tear it open completely, but it's Pasuach L'maylo. So in other words, so he says, it doesn't make any difference. Even in the case where it's Pesuach L'mailo, so it's proper to be Kelim, Sovivale. Now, in other words, we shouldn't say that when is it necessary to be Kelim, Sovivale, if the leaf was completely closed, it was Sogol L'mailo. But if it's Pesuach L'mailo, so then it's not necessary to be Kelim, Sovivale. So he says, no, even if it is Pesuach L'mailo, it's still necessary, in order to make it outside Ayisatei, to be Kelim, Sovivale. And then, and even if the lady saw the Lemailo, if you are Caleb, so the lady, it's enough. If you are Caleb, so the lady, so even if the lady saw the Lemailo, so it is enough. Vein chilub ben alev sogol ve pasuach l'mailo. Vinei agin lechatchile lachtech olas alev. Vilachtech to cut off the membrane of the lady. Dolas alev. Vilachtech gidin shebifnim, but that's not based upon any deen. And anything that's based upon Kabbalah. Ve'in el chumre uzirot v'al. Ein eiv, shelo yehei be'ishishim kineged lidot. U'muter afulu dovuk be'in. So there is no way that should not have shishim neged leiv, because the leiv of an eiv is very, very small. So memele, as long as you have the eiv, so you can presume safely that the volume of the eiv has 60 measures neged the volume of the leiv. אפילו דובר, ומותר אפילו דובר, וכל איף יש בי סמך, אפילו אין בי הורש ורגליים התחתית, כדרך שני אגיד לו סירון, דהיין עד הרכוב התחתית, ולא חיין אם איף שולם הכל מותר, ואם אינו איף שולם, so and then the איף does not have 60 נגד הלב, ולקד בי סמך, נגד הלב הדובר בי, suppose the lathe is not complete. Some may say it's possible if it's not complete. So in other words, the time of the so if it's not complete, so there's no shishim in the negative way. So yei shemrim. So if there is no shishim in the eighth negative way, and the eighth is dovuk to the way. So yei shemrim da'achticha nasis nevele ubinon samer b'gdeire neged kolay. So then, because of the halacha of isadovuk, so memele the whole eighth becomes echticha b'isure, because of the chalatzah nasis nevele, because of isadovuk v'chein neyagim. So he says yei shemrim, yei shemrim. So the kohen says, why yei shemrim? Da'achticha haduko mimaya livleya v'nasis miyad nevele. So he says it only Yeshemrim. Now, so you couldn't say, he says Yeshemrim because there are many Yeshemrim who are chilek on the whole din, and the whole din of Tichatma as revealed by Shaul Yisuri, and on the whole din of Isadavuk. Because here is the Ramo paskins like the Yeshemrim, that we apply the aloha of Tichatma as revealed to Kol Yisuri, and even Isadavuk to Kol Yisuri. So why does he say Yeshemrim? So, the Goyen explains it. The Goyen says, not to die in, Yeshemrim da'achticha hadvuko mimaya livleya, v'nasis miyad nevele. So, memele, that's the reason as to why it's only Yeshemrim. Because there are other poskim who say, even those who accept the halacha of isadavuk in avticha atas nevele, but they don't apply it here. Why? Because they say that the reason that here we cannot apply the concept of isadavuk. Why? Because what's the reason as to why Isadovuk is not Nevele? Because as the Shach explains it in Simen Tarigveis, because the Achticho Hadvuko Mimaya Livleya, Vinas Miyad Nevele. If you have, let's say, a cloyes to which Chilev is attached. And so Mimele, the first few moments of the Bishop process, the Chilev gives it time in the cloyes, he doesn't give it time in the rest of the day. Then later on, so the bria spreads out in the rest of the day. So, but let's say for the first 10 or 15 minutes, so only the cloyes portion had the time of the chilev, not the other chtichas in the day. So because of that, we apply the aloche of chtichas nas in the day, because for the first moments in the bishul process, so this had a time, and the other things the other chtichas did not absorb as yet the domorosa. So memele, that's why the Ramo says yei shemrim, because there are some poskim who say that on account of the fact that the dam hakonus becomes misyavish v'seichei, so memele the dam hakonus is not mimaya livleya in the eighth, as against the other chtichas nevele. So that's why he says yei shemrim da'achticha nas nevele. So in other words, v'nei sholei v'leke b'samech neged aleiv adovuk be'eiv. So and then the other chtichas nevele, but the eighth is dovuk to the eighth. So some say that we apply the principle of tichas monasis nevele of isadovuk. But some say that here we do not apply the principle of Isadovuk of Tichatas Nevele, because the whole reason as to why Isadovuk is Nasis Nevele is because the Isadovuk, the Chticha that is Dovuk to Yitzhia, is Mimaya Livleya. And later on, the other Chtichas are Beleya to Yitzhia. Mashiach in this case, on account of the fact that the Dam HaKonus of the Leiv is Misyabish B'Sechaleiv, so Mimele this Dam HaNisyabish is not Mimaya Livleya in the Eiv, as against the other chtichas in the day. Some melee, we do not require shishim neged the whole eight, that is double to the eight. But only some say, yei shemim da chtichas nas nevele bine samer deire neged kol eight. V'chein leyad, v'afil yike samer b'deire, hoi fosa, hoi yo, ve'ein vei. So even if there is samer b'deire, so hoi fosa, hoi yo ve'ein vei samech neged alei, hadobuk vei, v'im in alei dobuk vei, mitztarif kol agdeire levatel alei b'samech. Weil wir kamen zum Zeit Leute die sich nach Leute weil wir haben hier mal sie samach negativ and right so the cloud is in the age of the shishin negative because the leaf of an eighth is very, very small. Masheikei, a behemoth, so whose leaf is large, so we do not say that there is a presumption that a behemoth has 60 times the size of the leaf. That cloud only applies to the leaf of an eighth. So even though the eighth is much smaller than a behemoth, but the heart of an eighth is so small that the whole eighth usually has 60 times the volume of the leaf. Masheike, the leaf of a behemoth, so it's very large, so even the whole size of the behemoth does not necessarily have 60 times the size of the leaf. הרי נצריך החיתוך, אבל נועד הוא לקורו במפתח הקדוקונס הגדילים שלו ומן הגפוף. Now, next time we'll go over the main tas and shachs of Simen Ayin Beis, not all, and then we'll proceed with Simen Ayin Beis.